Let's talk to a man who got himself in trouble talking about foreign aid, calling it Bongo Bongo Land. It's the former UKIP MEP, Godfrey Bloom. Good afternoon, Godfrey.
Good afternoon, Gaunty. Good afternoon.
Somebody else singing from your hymn sheet, or is it a variation on your hymn sheet, my friend?
Oh, well, I mean, it's just a statement as I made. It was a statement of the blindingly obvious. I had 15,000 emails within something like 8 hours of support from all over the country as soon as I made my speech in Birmingham. I've never met anybody in any pub or club or bus or anywhere at all that doesn't think it's utterly crazy to send £1 billion a month of taxpayers' money in unaudited overseas aid. Absolutely scandalous. And of course, as you know, and I've said it before on this programme, treason. It is nothing but treason.
And also, of course, it's not only scandalous, they ring-fenced it, or indeed Cameron ring-fenced it, and May has kept that there. So it's $12.7 billion guaranteed. But is it right that that money should be diverted towards the health service? I mean, are you completely happy with that idea?
Well, no, I'm not. And we must all remember that he ring-fenced 0.7% of GDP in foreign aid, which is actually doesn't sound very much. But of course, that is actually 50% of the projected growth in GDP for 2017. So we're not just talking about 0.7. We're talking about actually 50% of all the country's growth going in unaudited overseas aid. Now, the point I take issue with for this doctor, this cancer doctor, is that I do not accept that the NHS is cash strapped. I don't accept it. I think it's awash with money because it's something else that's been totally ring-fenced. What the problem with the NHS is, and believe me, I've looked at the Institute of Economic Affairs reports very carefully. My wife worked for the NHS. My sister worked for the NHS. I have loads and loads of my extended family who are surgeons, GPs and radiographers and physiotherapists in the NHS. And they all say the same thing. They all make the same point. We're not short of money, we're short of organisations. And if we could exchange beds for managers, if we could exchange nurses for people running around with millboards, and if the NHS stopped advertising for diversity officers and things like that, and the waste that they do, there would be money, plenty of money, for patients. And of course, yes, we've got to stop all this freeloading from other parts of the world. That has to stop. But no, I would, if it was going to be transferred money from overseas aid to the NHS, I would expect the NHS to put their house in order. And at the moment, there's absolutely no evidence of that happening whatsoever.
Yeah, it doesn't seem as if there's any checks or balances. I mean, I've got type 2 diabetes, and part of that is I get my eyes done. And I had to go on a Saturday to Coventry University Hospital, and a little woman there who was looking after me, she was a Ugandan refugee, had come over and joined our country and worked in the health service for 30 years. She says, I'm treating loads of people, she says, and I know a lot of them aren't UK residents. And she says, but we can't do anything about it. And she said, why can't we have something where people have got to prove that they're entitled to this service? And I agree with it. It can't be that difficult to implement that, can it?
It's terribly easy. And of course, that's the whole point of in 1943, when the Beveridge Commission was drawn up of how we were going to run a post-war welfare state, which, of course, as you know, I wouldn't have a welfare state, but we are where we are. It was perfectly simple that you paid your national insurance stamp and that gave you access to the NHS, the brand new National Health Service. And that was perfectly legitimate. And you paid your stamp. Your stamp should have gone into a separate fund, which paid for your NHS service. We abandoned that, actually, quite early in the 1950s, quite scandalously. So now the world and his wife can turn up, and not just foreigners, anybody can turn up. Our own indigenous population, having never spent money on a stamp at all, having not contributed, and can get treatment. That is quite wrong, and you cannot run any organization, whether it's health, whether it's beer, whether it's food, it doesn't matter what that service is, free at the point of delivery. free, it means that you have an inexhaustible demand, and it's indefinite, it's complete defiance of one of the few economic laws, Say's law. It actually goes against everything that is natural and sound in economic thinking. It just can't work. And of course, it isn't run on taxation. It isn't run on national insurance stamps. It's run on debt. And every year we borrow more and more money to prop up this ridiculous organization full of very dedicated, wonderful people, but they're running with a ridiculous system.
So what should the system be? Explain it to me, in your opinion.
I think we should go back if we insist on having a national health service, and everybody seems, most of the electorate seem to think it's a good idea. Most don't agree with me. I wouldn't do it this way. But let's say that we stick with a national health system. We have to go back to what Beveridge said, and you have to buy your stamp. You have to buy your stamp every month. And become a member, and when you go to your GP, or you go to your hospital, or you go for your x-ray, or whatever, or your eyes, or whatever it happens to be, you have your ID card, which shows that you are a contributor to the national health system, and therefore entitled to claim. Just like any other insurance policy, if you crash your car, or your house burns down, you have to be a policy holder. So we must have policy holders and proof thereof.
Yeah, I can't argue with that, Godfrey. I can't argue with that one iota. So the answer isn't just to say let's cut foreign aid and give it to the NHS. That you're suggesting you'd be replacing one mistake with another.
Yes, you'd be giving it to from one Mickey Mouse organisation to another Mickey Mouse organisation. If you've got to actually do something with the money, give it back to the people who contributed £1 billion a month. I would do something a little bit more sensible with it. I think it would be very useful if we could somehow trim down our VAT, and you will have noticed that the economy is starting to slow down because of crippling taxation, particularly VAT. Now, I would, for example, be replacing my motor car at the end of 2018. It's due for replacement. But if I spend £30,000 on a motor car, £6,000 worth of that goes in VAT. That's a deal breaker, so I shall cling on to the car that I've got. And I am one of millions of people doing that, so you slow the economy down. Give the money back to the people. That would be my idea. Give it back in tax relief.
Good talking to you, Godfrey. Thank you very much indeed for your opinions this afternoon. That's Godfrey Bloom with his views. Thank you very much indeed. If